Praise the Lord. This is Evangelist Julius Adewumi of the Gospel Distribution Ministry, Post Office Box 30387, Phoenix, Arizona 85046, USA. In this series, we have been talking about the manifestation of the sons of God, the manifestation of the sons of love, because God is love. And when God said the sons of God will manifest at the same time, He is reproducing Himself. Sons of love. Our God is love. And God has made us to see that the fullness of the stature of Christ is the fullness of the stature of the God of love. God is going to have first fruits manifested. He has been waiting patiently until He can get that first fruit. And this is the age where He's calling you and me to come to that fullness of the stature of Christ, in all the attributes of love, in all the attributes of God, that is love. The Bible said, when Apostle Peter was preaching in the Acts of the Apostles, he said, the Lord Jesus Christ went about doing good, healing them that are afflicted. And we're going to go through and see examples of how the Lord Jesus Christ went about doing good and see His love and compassion being manifested. And that is the attribute of love that we want to say. And I also have said earlier on, I said, when you desire to have this kind of power to do good, to heal the sick, to make the lame to walk, to make the blind to see, check yourself for the motives. Why do you want this power? Even just look at a sick person. Check your motive. Why do you want this sick person healed? If your motive is not deeply rooted in love for that person, compassion for his ailment, compassion that you want to see this fellow well, then it's not the motive is not out of love. Because that perhaps may be ego, show off of power, show that I belong to Jesus, show that this Jesus can heal. It's much more than that. Show that you love this fellow. Because if you ask anything in my name, you ask, He will do it. But you will ask when you ask right. If you actually ask out of compassion for this sick person, then you are asking in a good motive. Because God wills that all people be well. And then God will also will it. This sick person came to Christ, a leper, and fell down before Him and said, Lord, if Thou will, Thou can make me clean. And out of compassion, the Lord said, I will, be thou clean. And immediately he was healed. God is looking for that type of heart that have compassion for the lost, compassion for the sick. And we have to begin to exercise it. If you don't have it, pray for it so that God can put compassion in our heart. Then when we ask, He will give. He said that ye ask and receive not because ye ask amiss to consume it upon your lust. Because sometimes all the praying for the sick has been out of our own ego to show up that this power is with us. That's not the purpose. It's to show that God loves this fellow and wants him well. And we love the fellow, we want him well. Our heart must show that compassion. When the compassion is coming out of love from our heart for the sick, for the blind, for the lame, then we will be asking sincerely and God will be touching. That is the love He's wanting to generate in us. When He can see that love, the world will begin to see His wonders and miracles manifesting. God is love. God wants to see that love in the body of believers. And He will wait until He see that love generating from us before He can say we are ripe for harvest. Prophecies have already said that God will continue to wait until He see this love born in the love flock. These people that He's calling unto Himself, that we say we have the seed of God, the Holy Ghost in us. God is looking for that love that we manifest, make us sons of God indeed. And let's see another example of how the Lord Jesus Christ went about doing good, healing all them that are afflicted. I will go to the book of Mark and see some of the first few miracles that the Lord Jesus Christ did and compare and see His love being manifested before us. Here in Mark chapter 1, in verse 28, after the Lord Jesus Christ cast out one devil that was speaking through a man in the church, in the synagogue, and everybody wondered, And they are amazed. Verse 27 said, and they were all amazed in so much that they questioned among themselves, saying, what thing is this? What new doctrine is this? For with authority commanded he even the unclean spirits, and they do obey him. Now, like I've said before, many of us Christians wanted this power to manifest through us. It will manifest when we become sons of God. But we are not manifesting the sonship yet. And that is one of the reasons why God is bringing this message, that we have to become sons of God. Sons of love. What is motivating us to do good is compassion. It's love. Love for the other person. Compassion for these lost souls. Because when you think of compassion for the lost souls, you will see examples of the Lord Jesus Christ eating with the publicans and sinners and teaching them. Where the do-gooders of that generation, the rabbis, the Pharisees, that were expected to be the leaders of their religion, they were the holy men of that generation. They see something wrong with what Jesus Christ was doing. He was eating with publicans and sinners a lot. That's how they see it. But what did Jesus Christ say? He said, they that are sick are the ones that need physicians. Those are the sick people. He came to save the sick, to heal the sick. He said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. He has anointed me to heal the brokenhearted. All of those people that were not believing anything and they were just looking for money, all their life is just sinful behavior. Christ came and he started ministering to them. But how can you minister to them if you don't even go to where they are? And the rabbis and the holy men of that time were despising what Jesus Christ was doing. It was going with publicans and sinners, harlots, talking to them. And these Pharisees have already condemned these people, that these people will never change. But love believeth all things. Like we said in the earlier verses, the love of God believes these people can change. The love of God does not condemn them. He said, I have not come to condemn the world, but to save them. So he said, these are the people that are sick. They need the physician. But many of the Pharisees of this generation also have condemned all these people. They wouldn't even talk to them, how much more try to witness to them. Or they want them to come to their church to consider they can hear. They say, you go out to meet them and talk to them and get them to see, to seal the light, to see reason why they have to repent and change their life. So the Lord Jesus Christ said, only the sick need the physician, not the healthy. The Pharisees claim to be healthy, but they are blinded by their pride and their self-righteousness. But God is saying, he wants you and I to be humble, to manifest love. The love that God is planning to our heart. And that love goes towards the sinners to save them. Not to participate in their sin, because love does not delight in iniquity. But to turn them around and say, they that turn men unto righteousness shall shine like the firmament. And there's an example here where the Lord Jesus Christ begins to perform the wonders. Verse 28 of Mark chapter 1. Says, and immediately his fame spread abroad throughout all the region round about Galilee. And forthwith when they were come out of the synagogue, Jesus Christ came out of the synagogue, they entered into the house of Simon and Andrew with James and John. Now, verse 30, Simon's wife's mother, that's the mother-in-law of Simon Peter, lay sick of a fever. If you have ever been sick yourself, you will know how painful sickness could be. Maybe that can make you have a compassion for the sick. If you have felt the agony of fever or a disease, that is why sometimes God allows some of those things so that you can relate to all the afflicted. God allows sicknesses even upon believers, even upon ministers, so that they can relate. How you know how it felt to be sick, to be in pain, to be in agony. Maybe it will make you to have compassion for that woman that was lying down groaning under fever, or that little baby that was crying and groaning under pain of fever or cancer, because you know what it hurts, how it hurts to be in pain. Then you will be able to have compassion. That compassion will generate from you if you have love. And that is what God is allowing any of these things, even in believers, so that we can have love enough, compassion to pray for the sick, to touch them. And here is an example. The Lord Jesus Christ was told that Simon Peter's mother-in-law was laying down with grievous fever. And verse 31 says, and they tell him of her. They told Jesus, and he came and took her by the hand and lifted her up. And immediately the fever left her, and she ministered unto them. The Lord Jesus Christ just came and delivered her from that fever. Compassion must come from your heart, and the miracle will happen. This is another example. He went about doing good, healing all that were sick and were afflicted. Verse 32, and at even, when the sun did set, they brought unto him, unto the Lord Jesus Christ, all that were diseased, and them that were possessed with devils. And all the city was gathered together at the door. They have never seen something like that before. And they were all bringing their sick people. So help us, help us, help us. If you have been in sickness, you know what I'm talking about. Sickness is no good for mankind. If you have been in pain, hospitalized, looking at the world go by, all your friends say bye, they are leaving, and you are in going, praying and not going, you know what I'm talking about. The world is full of evil. But God didn't put those evil upon mankind. It's the repercussion of the sin that is in the world. The world itself is evil. And that's why those things happen. But if you have experienced those pain, you'll be able to have compassion to see, to know that these people that are not going in hospitals or anywhere, they are experiencing pain. And you'll be able to empathize with them. And that was how this city was full of troubles. Every disease in the corner, they didn't go to synagogue. The sick were in the house. When they heard that this man, this miracle worker, healed somebody and healed that somebody, everybody cried, help us, help us. And the Bible said that part of the world in that generation that is full of darkness, unto them the light has shined when the Messiah started preaching and healing the sick. And the Bible said that even when the sun was down, they brought unto him all that were diseased, and them that were possessed with devils. And all the city was gathered together at the door. And he healed many that were sick of diverse diseases, and cast out many devils, because he has love for mankind. And he suffered not the devils to speak, because they knew him. See what I'm saying? And in the morning, rising up a great while before day, he went out and departed into a solitary place, and there prayed. And Simon and they that were with him followed after him, and when they had found him, they said unto him, all men seek for thee. I mean, you can see why are they seeking for him? Others that still have people sick, they have not been able to get hold of him. They were looking for help. Each time I think of how I was afflicted when I was growing up, it made my ears to grow up, to stand up and tears my eyes. Why? Because I also have experienced sicknesses and pains in my life growing up. And the Lord delivered me. And when you remember how you are in pain and agony, it will make you to have compassion for those who are sick and in agony. All these people were running to this Messiah when they heard that this miracle worker is in town and they could help them. See how humanity have gone through a lot of pain. But out of that compassion for men, the Lord Jesus Christ was healing them. Out of compassion for mankind. Because he knew what they are going through. And the Lord Jesus Christ, they came to the Lord and said, all men were seeking for thee. Because they were all needing help. And he said unto them, let us go into the next towns, that I may preach there also, for therefore came I forth. See what I'm saying? So they went from town to town. The Lord Jesus Christ went from town to town, healing the sick, healing all those that are afflicted, for the compassion, for the love that he has for mankind. God is love. And everyone that dwelleth in love, you dwell in God, and God in thee. Now, here's another example of the Lord Jesus Christ showing compassion for the people that were even following him. In Mark chapter 8, this is an example. Even before we go there, in Mark chapter 7, when the Lord Jesus Christ fed the multitude, this is what really happened. To show that the Lord came to demonstrate the love of God for mankind. And the love of God can also give, like he said, kindness is part of the attributes of love. In Mark chapter 6, verse 36, when the multitude were all listening to Jesus for a long time, the disciples came to Jesus and said, send them away, that they may go into the country round about and into the villages and buy themselves bread, for they have nothing to eat. And what did Lord Jesus Christ say? Could have said, okay, everybody go home and go buy something. Some of them may not even have money to buy something. And he answered and said unto the disciples, give ye them to eat. thing. Give them something to eat. And they said unto him, shall we go and buy 200 penny worth of bread and give them to eat? I'm not sure whether they have 200 penny worth of bread or money in their hand, 200 penny. But they said, well, we can go and buy, but it's going to cost at least 200 penny. Don't know whether that will round or go feed everybody. And Christ then said, how many loaves do you have? They said, we have about. How many loaves have ye? Go and see. And when they knew, they found that they have 5 loaves and 2 fishes. And then he commanded them to sit down. He multiplied the 5 loaves and 2 fishes. He fed the multitudes. You know the whole story. And they were all fed. And they didn't have to go and spend their own money out of compassion. The Lord loves mankind. That's the first show of his power. Is that his miracles follow when his compassion manifested. That's what I'm pointing out to you. Miracles follow because he had compassion, love for these people. He said, go. They said, let them go so that they can go buy food for themselves. He said, well, let's give them something to eat. Oh, we don't have enough money to feed all of these people. Even 200 penny won't feed them. Let's go and buy 200 penny worth of bread. He said, how many loaves do you have? And the miracles follow from those 5 loaves. Miracles will follow when your love is manifesting. That is what God is showing to us. We want to be sons of love. Sons of God, that's when we can manifest the power of God. That love must come from the heart, though, not just a make-believe kind of love where you want to show your power. It has to be a compassion-driven love. Compassion for the sick, compassion for the lost souls, compassion for the hungry, compassion for the afflicted. Somebody that was possessed and needed deliverance, does not even see the green from the right, is blind. Compassion that, Lord, if this man will see the beauty of nature, he will praise God, but he's blind. He couldn't see the beauty. He has never seen the sun for years. Whether the dark is day, whether the green, the grass is green, whether the flowers are blossoming, he couldn't see it. Oh, Lord, show mercy. When that compassion comes from your heart, then you can ask. Then the Lord will show and wonders with miracle and follow out of love. God is love. And he that dwelleth in love, dwelleth in God, and God in him. That is how God will manifest his glory, only when you are a son of God. When you have become a son of God. When your sonship is now a son of love. That is what God is telling us. Here is another example, Mark chapter 8. In those days, verse 1, the multitude being very great and having nothing to eat, Jesus called his disciples unto him and said unto them, I have compassion on the multitude, because they have now been with me 3 days and have nothing to eat. And if I send them away fasting to their own houses, they will faint by the way. For divers of them came from far. Now you can see the compassion of the Lord Jesus Christ for multitudes. Those are even multitudes that come to listen to the gospel. Those are multitudes that come and they were hungry for the word of God. And they were in the desert place like a retreat, like a 3-day fasting conference that many of us would call. And they were there. Some of them could have brought bread, because I'm not sure they declared it as a fasting conference. They just came by there and they were there for days, and some of them broke bread. Very soon they run out of food. They have eat breakfast and lunch, and some of them have no more food anyway. And they are not leaving. We kept listening to the word. He said they have been with him 3 days. Now the Lord is about to say, gee, we can let them go home right now. Wait a minute here. Some of them have not eaten for 3 days. Because they didn't plan to be there for 3 days. They didn't bring a whole basket full of food. I know some women always getting ready. They will have something for their little babies. But they are not planning for themselves. They thought they would be there for 1 hour and come back home. And the Lord said, I have compassion on the multitude, because they have now been with me 3 days and have nothing to eat. That compassion must swell from your heart. That is the love that God is talking about. When what is motivating you and me is love, then it is the love kind that it is the kind that God can manifest his glory. So he wants you to be a son of love. He wants you and me to manifest his good. Begin to exercise it, though, so that the seed that is already planted in you can germinate and take over your being. That is when you can be a son of God indeed. Why? Because you are now a son of love. Then your motivation will be love. Whether to heal the sick, it will be motivated out of love, not out of show of power, not out of show that my ministry also is great. No, out of compassion for the lost. Whatever is motivating you has to be out of that love. Then miracles will follow. say these signs shall follow them that believe. That is when you are actually believing, because you are now a son of God. As many as received him, I kept saying that Bible verse, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, the sons of love, because God is love. He has given us that power. Now let us begin to exercise the power, exercise the attributes of love. As you exercise it, you are creating an atmosphere for the seed of love that is already planted by the Holy Ghost in your heart and in my heart. You are creating an atmosphere for it to germinate. Because a seed in the ground will not germinate unless the proper is in the proper condition, proper moisture, proper heat from the sun. And that is what the word of God is to do, and is to produce heat and moisture. It's a washing of water by the word, as we preach the word of God to you. And then you begin to exercise it. You are creating that atmosphere for the seed of love to germinate and blossom and overwhelm and take over your being, so that you can be a son of love, a son of God indeed. Those are the sons of God that are going to manifest at the end time. God is calling you to be one of them. Now, as I read that chapter 8, he said, if I send them away fasting to their own houses, they will faint in the way. And his disciples said, well, from whence can a man satisfy these men with bread here in the wilderness? And he said, how many loaves have ye? And they said, they have 7 loaves. And God did the miracle again. You know the whole story. He did the miracle again. From 7 loaves, he fed 5,000 or 7,000 people. And they were all fed before they were let go home. But his miracles occurring out of love manifesting from the Messiah. God is love. And everyone that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God. And God in him. And God in him. Here is another story of how the Lord Jesus Christ demonstrated the love of God. This story will bring tears to your eyes if you can picture it the way I picture it. You all know this story is in the book of Mark. This is the story of when the Lord Jesus Christ went with Peter, James, and John to the mountain of Transfiguration and came back the second day. And by the time they came back, the multitude were already surrounding the rest of the apostles, because there was a man that brought his son that was a lunatic for the apostles or for the Lord Jesus Christ to deliver them. But when he came, the Lord Jesus Christ was not there, and Peter, James, and John were not there. But the apostles, the rest of the 11 apostles, the rest of the 9 people that are left, were trying their best to cast the devil out of that young man. And if you have been in a situation where you are, where you have your son and you're desperate, you have no other help, no other way to get this boy well, you know what I'm talking about. The father's heart for his only son, perhaps, that has been lunatic for years and heard about a Messiah that can do something. He brought the son and they couldn't do anything. They are casting it away. The demon is not yielding. And the man was getting frustrated. Look at what happened here. It brought tears to my eyes. When you think of how humanity suffered, they suffer with their children. I remember my mommy suffered for me when they said I was born almost like paraplegic, and they have to carry me everywhere just to get me well. And the Lord finally delivered. The one that brought tears to my eyes was one day people were shaking my mom up to where she slept all night on a bench because of me. And you can say that was just not really the love God is talking about. It's just responsibility or duty, but it's still a love. But that is the love that this man had for his son. Who knows how far and wide he has carried this young man or young boy to different doctors. They couldn't heal. They couldn't help the young boy. And he heard about this miracle worker, and he brought this boy again for the boy to be delivered. And that is enough to make people shed tears for the man that had been like that for years. Maybe the boy is a teenager right now, and he has been like that. And let's read the story. Verse 14 of Mark chapter 9. And when he came to his disciples, that was after the Lord Jesus came back from the mountain, he saw a great multitude about them, and the scribes questioning with them. You know all the scribes, they started blaspheming. You guys can't do anything. Oh, you guys claim to be performing wonders. Now do this one now. Do this one. Maybe not like, no, ridiculing them. That's perhaps what they are looking for. They are most of the people that claim that you claim to be evangelical churches and you deceive people that you can heal the sick. Now heal this one. They have confronted us like that. They don't They don't have compassion for the fellow that is sick either, but they are just trying to look for a way to ridicule those who are trying to help him. So the scribes were ridiculing perhaps the disciples that were trying their best to cast this devil out. And that's why the Bible said they were questioning them. And straightway they saw the Lord Jesus Christ when they saw. And straightway all the people, when they beheld him, that's when they beheld Jesus, were greatly amazed. And running to him, saluted him, "Master, Master." And then the Lord Jesus Christ asked the scribes, and he asked the scribes, "What question ye with them?" "Why are you questioning my disciples? What happened?" And the scribes more or less kind of stand by when they saw the Lord Jesus Christ came with the rest of the apostles. So, and then one of the people in the multitude answered and said, "Master, I have brought unto thee my son, which has a dumb spirit. And wheresoever he taketh him, he teareth him, and defoameth, and gnasheth with his teeth, and pineth away. And I spake to thy disciples that they should cast him out, and they could not." Now you can see what was going on. That was what was going on. It was like it was becoming like a scenery, right? Everybody was gathered because that demon was screaming, that we call a crowd. And they begin to laugh, and Philip, Andrew, all these apostles were commanding the devil to come out, and he's screaming, and nothing happened. We don't know how long that had been going on before the master came with Peter, James, and John, came down from the mountain and found that scene, and everybody say, "You can't do nothing. You guys deceive people." All these scribes will always say something like that. I remember a story like that when I was preaching about in Nigeria, where somebody confronted him and said, "You leave that fellow alone. You can't do anything. You guys are claiming that Jesus can heal. You're liars. Now do this one." They will confront you when they see opportunity. But you see, if you have compassion for the sick, compassion, not just trying to show off, not just trying to show power, but compassion for the one that is afflicted, for the father that brought the son, compassion that you don't want your own son to be in this situation. You have that heart to set that boy free, God will answer it. It has to be coming from a heart of love for the situation. Not to show off to the scribes and the Pharisees and the other religion that are confronting you. Because that is what our tendency is to make them see that this name, Jesus, can do it. That is still a show of envious, pride, puff up. Love is not puffed up. You see, now, God is love. But if the love is coming from the heart for the compassion for the father that brings his son, how many years of agony, shame that man has gone through, that is what can bring the miracle of God. Compassion, love for the afflicted. And that is what we are talking about. All his attention has been on that boy for 2, 10, 5, 10, 15 years of the boy suffering all this trouble. And the Lord Jesus can feel that for that man. He said, "If you can believe, all things are possible to him that believe." And this man bursted into tears. And he cried and said, "I believe, Lord. Help thou my unbelief." That is, people, human beings can be pushed to the wall until they don't believe anymore. That man has gone through a lot and he couldn't even believe whether there is a God or anything that can help his son. And God said, if the Lord said, "If you can believe, all things are possible," he said, "I believe." This thing is shaking his faith loose. Lord, help us to be able to hold on to faith. But you and I, we want to become sons of God. Let this compassion be rousing up in you and me. That God wants to see that love for the sick, for the afflicted, so that he can manifest through us his love to heal the sick. Father, I pray for those that are listening right now. Help them, Lord God, to be able to show that compassion. Help us to be able to show your compassion for the sick, for the lost in the world, in their misery. Many that are bound to addictions, diseases, bound to cocaine, and they couldn't shake loose. And some bound to drugs, they couldn't shake loose. Some bound to some misbehaviors, they couldn't shake loose. Some are prostitutes by addiction. What problem there could be money, and they couldn't shake loose because it looked like if they get out of that business, they're going to die of poverty, or they're going to die of hunger. They won't be able to find money to feed themselves. It's an addiction. They are bound. It's besides like a prison. Lord, you can deliver them. Help us to have compassion, to be able to send them the word of God, that they can be free from all those addictions and trust God to provide for them. those that are addicted to smoking cigarettes, they can be free from those drugs and trust God to keep them free. Those that are addicted to alcohol, they can be free from those alcohol and trust God to keep them straight, to keep them sober. Father, we pray for them in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Write to us, Gospel Distribution Ministry, Post Office Box 30387, Phoenix, Arizona, 85046, and we shall send you some more exhortation. God bless you.